We'll discuss a little bit about the topic of Aseh Doche Los Aseh, the principle of a positive mitzvah when it comes in conflict with a negative commandment, who wins. We'll discuss it first by halacha and then by hashkafa. So the Torah tells us not to wear shatnez, woolen linen. And then right afterwards it says to wear tzitzis. And Rashi writes, af min hakalayim. You can even wear tzitzis which have wool and linen together. So we see from here, one of the sources, that Aseh, the mitzvahs Aseh of tzitzis, pushes off the negative commandment of shatnez. Normally, if you wear woolen linen, you violate a biblical prohibition and get a good old-fashioned whooping. But if you do it while you're fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis, Aseh Doche Los Aseh.
So you can wear woolen linen tzitzis?
Not anymore. That's when we had the tchelet. When we had the blue dye, and we knew for sure, then you could wear it. But Bizman is that we don't have the blue dye, even if some do wear it, but they don't wear it b'toras vaday, they do it b'toras suffix, so therefore, we can't do it today, but during the time where they had the tcheles, you could do it. Okay, so the Gemara tells us in Shabbos, on Kuf Lam and Gimel, talks about another example. Mila Bitsaras. A person has a Negatsaras, where you're not allowed to take off, you can't just cut it off, you have to go through the process. Has it on the place where you do the Mila. So a child is going to be 8 days old, whatever, how old he is. He has a mitzvah Mila, but if he does the Mila, he's going to violate the negative prohibition of cutting off the saras. So the Gemara says...
Oh, wait, the baby has saras? How do babies have saras?
So the Gemara says, the Aseh of Mila, the mitzvah's Aseh of Mila...
Overtake the one of cutting off saras.
Right, that's the question. The Gemara talks about there's an Aseh, a Mila, and there's an Isser. So the Gemara says maybe it's better if someone else should do it besides Daddy, because when Daddy does it, he wants his kid to be tart. He might have Kavana also to take off the Saras, but someone else will just have the Kavana for the Mila. He doesn't really care if the kid's tart or something. So either way, so comes along Rish Lakish and says, so Rish Lakish says, we would only say, Aseh Doche Los Aseh, only if there's no other choice. When do we say Aseh Doche Los Aseh? If that's the only way you could do the mitzvah. But let's say I could do the Aseh at another time, Zavai Nagosase. So that's the question. How far does Rish Lakish go? But it's Aseh Doche Los Aseh. Is it only right now? But let's say I wait till tomorrow. Don't do it over the tablecloth. Let's say I wait till tomorrow and I can do the Aseh without the Los Aseh. I say right now I have a mitzvah aseh, but I also have to violate the los aseh. But if I wait till tomorrow, I can do the aseh without the los aseh. Then what would Rish Lakish say? Like, how far does he go? He says, if there's a permitted way right now to do it, we don't want you to do aseh doche los aseh. But how far does he go? What about if I have to wait till tomorrow? So do I have to wait until next week, etc., to do the Asi without the lav? So the Gemara says in Beya, you shecht an animal on Yontif, and that is blood on the floor. So the lach is when you shecht the chaya, you need kisa, it's a mitzvah of covering the blood. So the problem is you didn't prepare earth beforehand. So if it's only a lump of dirt, so the problem is with a lump of dirt, you're going to end up grinding it, crumpling it up, and you violate the Isser of Tochein, of grinding. So the Gemara says, I ase docha lo sase, but are we worried about, okay, so, like the mitzvah ase of covering up the blood supersede the negative commandment of Tochein. So the Gemara, whatever, we'll discuss. The Gemara says maybe it's not the idna, it's not half. You're crumpling up the dirt before you're doing the mitzvah. So either way, it doesn't apply. But we see the Gemara asked, maybe we should say ase docha lo sase. So comes along the Rashba and says, according to Rish Lakish, let's say, what was the Gemara's question of ase docha lo sase? If there's a way not to violate, to wait till tomorrow then. Tomorrow there's no problem, Yontif is over. There's no problem of crumpling up the dirt. Just wait till tomorrow, and then you'll cover the blood. Again, we're assuming the blood's still not going to be dried out by then. So, the Rashba says, the fact that the Gemara suggests we do apply Ase Do Chalo Sase, and we don't say...
What is Ase Do Chalo Sase?
I say
this what means docha.
Push off.
Okay.
I say docha los, I say the mitzvah.
Yeah, I got it.
So the Gemara says I say docha los, I say Gemara says got the assay of Kisa Adam push it off. So Gemara ends, so the Rashba says we see that Reish Lakish's din, in other words, if there was a way not to, according to the Gemara in Reish Lakish, why not wait till tomorrow? So we see Reish Lakish's din is limited to right now. In other words, when it comes to applying the principle of Asi Docha Lo Sase, we don't worry about what's going to be tomorrow. Right now, if Asi Docha Lo Sase, so then we do. We don't say, well, wait till tomorrow and you won't have to violate the Gosase. This is what we see from the Gemara and Beis. According to the Rashba, even according to Rish Lakish, he says, we only say Ase versus Gosase when there's no other way of doing it, but we only look at right now. We don't have to wait till tomorrow or next week. And Tosas Yavama Tafei disagrees, because we see the Gemara there talks about also another example of, there's a mitzvah to burn leftover karbanas. Right?
Right.
So, Tosfos says, let's learn now from Sreifas Kachem. So, why don't we wait until after Yontif? In other words, the Gemara says, Ase del Chalos Ase, in theory, if not for another reason, the mitzvah's assay of burning the kachim would supersede Yontif. So, why not wait till after Yontif and then you could do the mitzvah's assay without violating the negative? So something that's different there. Because you can't wait, it's different there. There's no assay dochalos assay because you can wait till tomorrow. So, there's a machlokas Tosfos and the Rashba. How far do we take Rish Lakish's din? According to the Rashba, you do it right now. You only look at right now. According to Tosfos, no. Even if you could wait till tomorrow, you should wait. Like we have the case, the famous case with I discussed many times about they used to heat up water for a bris milah. So let's say, if someone did the bris milah and the water spills, of course the kid's in danger, you cook up more hot water. What happens if the kid didn't do the milah yet and the water spilled? So Ramban says, who cares, do the milah, have a mitzvah right now. So I go ahead and do it. It's a mitzvah milah right now. I don't care about what's going to happen later. The Baal Mar says, no, we wait till tomorrow, because you know if you're going to do it now, you're going to have to cook up water on Shabbos. Right?
Right.
Or or in a case where, yeah, there's a contagious disease going around, and somebody was in the hospital, everything he touched had to be burnt. He wants to know about the tefillin. Do I have to? Can I burn tefillin now, knowing 2 weeks from now they're going to burn my tefillin? So either way, so we see, Reish Lakish says we only apply asei docha lo sasei when there's no other option. The question is, how far does that go? No other option. So I wait till next week. There are other options. That's the Tosa says, yeah. Reish Lakish would say, if by waiting a week you don't have to violate the Losa, say, then we don't say Asi Docha Losa, say. And
I thought Reish Lakish doesn't say that.
No, Reish Lakish says, we only say Asi Docha Losa, say, when there's no other option.
Right, but did they say that?
So then it's a dispute what he means, but there's no other option. So one opinion is, okay, right now, is there any way out? So Rashi would say, well, right now it's Yom Tov, this is the only way I could do it. So Reish Lakish would say, he would say it. And Tosafot would say, no, if you wait till tomorrow, so then you wouldn't have to worry about Asei Docha Lo Sasei. So even Reish Lakish would agree that, you wait till tomorrow. That's the dispute.
Why do you wait till next year?
No, right. No, so obviously, and how far? Obviously, that would be too late. But I'm saying, but in terms of obviously a mitzvah you could wait on. So that's So what's the issue whether you wait or you don't wait? So how do we learn Asei Docha? What does it mean when I say it? The mitzvah of tzitzis pushes off the mitzvah, the prohibition of Kilayim, of Shatnez. What does that mean? Really, am I saying it's a misnomer? That when I do an Asei and a Los Asei, when I do the Asei, it's like the Los Asei doesn't exist. Let's say I'm wearing tzitzis with Shatnez. Am I saying that I'm doing both? I'm doing the mitzvah of tzitzis, I'm doing the Aveira of Shatnez, but the Torah tells me that this mitzvah is more pushes off the prohibition. They say no. But I'm wearing
there is no prohibition.
Exactly, that's the Shaila. So that's what it could be. So according to the Rashba, who says that when we look at right now, so he's looking at a tetra. Like, what's the difference? Do it now. And the Tosas would say no. Maybe you have to wait till tomorrow and do the assay because the world exists. That'd be one nafkamina whether Reish Lakish applies. But you have to wait until tomorrow or not. Another example would be, what about a mitzvah you don't have to do? Let's say for a woman, let's say shaking lulav. Or for a man, whatever, shchita, doing the slaughtering, whatever. Obviously, if you want to call it shemit, you got to do shchita, but maybe shchita is not a mitzvah. So an optional mitzvah. Do I say Asei Docha Lo Sasei? Let's assume for a woman, let's say, by shaking lulav, you involve some Avera. Or whatever in a mitzvah sure. So do I say Asei Docha Lo Sasei? So of course if it's a mitzvah I have to do, then we say Asei Docha Lo Sasei. Even though one of the sources is tzitzis. Okay, one shot before according to garment. Okay, but either way, so according to the Ravid, even on a mitzvah's rishus, we say it. According to Rabbi Yehuda, no, only on a mitzvah chiyuvis, because again, it depends how we learn. If after Dogos, I mean, there's no law anymore, then even on a mitzvah rishus. But if it's still there, so then maybe not. So you got that difference? What do you say? I say Dogos, I say on an optional mitzvah. A third nafka, I mean, it would be, what happens if it's my fault I'm in this situation? I wasn't
like careful. You spilt the water.
Yeah, I tell you, I wasn't careful enough. You know, that's not asid ochalos, I say, but right, but in a case, whatever the case is, that if I wasn't negligent, I wouldn't have to worry about it. Now that I messed up, now I still have a mitzvah asid to do, but now I have to do it. So do we still say asid ochalos, I say? So, Tosis writes, because Tosis' question is, let the Aseh be Dochel, he's talking about the Gemara in Erevin, where the details aren't important, where it's a case of sprinkling the blood, and the problem is you don't know, the blood got mixed up, you don't know if he's supposed to sprinkle one time or four times. So Tosis says, let the mitzvah of Zrikas Adam push off the negative command. Let's say I'm only supposed to do one and I do four. So that's Baal Tosef. But who cares? Let the positive mitzvah push off the negative command. So the total answer is no. It's not similar to sitzes because it's your negligence. You did something wrong. So Tosef says, we don't say ase docha losa se if it's based on your negligence. And others disagree. It's the same issue. If it's hutra, if it's like the issue doesn't exist, so then even in my pshia, I could do it. But according to Tosas, no, the issue seems to do exist, and therefore we can't do it. Another example would be is, the halach is, let's say, Shabbos, Yontif. So let me just, something on Shabbos or Yom Tov, so they have a mitzvah asay. So the Gemara says, asay dochalos asay, but asay doesn't push off. And let's say Shabbos is a prohibition, losas, don't do any malacha. And there's a positive mitzvah to rest. The truth, there's an keeping Shabbos is a love and an asay, a positive and a negative. Right?
Yeah.
So therefore we don't say ase docha losa se. You only say ase docha losa se. We don't say ase, it was over here, and here you have an ase and a losa se, then this doesn't win.
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Let's say I have an ase here, a positive mitzvah here, a negative commandment here. We have a principle, positive mitzvahs beat out negative. But positive mitzvahs don't beat out, if this is a positive and a negative mitzvah, that it doesn't win. So Shabbos, I said, to violate Shabbos, you violate a negative commandment and a positive commandment. You're not resting. So therefore, we don't apply the principle on Shabbos and Yom Tov of Aseh Docha Lo Saseh. Because it has an Aseh as a lav. And so the question is, what if you did the Aseh?
Oh, that could have been like blowing the shofar.
Yeah, well, it's not the reason why I think it's not good, but... like there's no real prohibition of blowing the shofar. No biblical. But either way, but that's the point. So let's say if I went ahead and did it in a situation where the halacha is aseh isn't docha because I have an aseh and a los aseh. What happened? Let's say wearing shatnez usually you get makis for. You get a good old fashioned whooping. But if I'm wearing tzitzis, then nothing happens, right? What happens in the case where it says I'm not allowed to do it because it's a ase and a lav? What happens if I do it anyway?
You're punished.
Right, that's the question. No, you definitely did the wrong. You definitely shouldn't do it. What happens if I get makis and that? So it depends.
Makis is with me.
Yeah. So it depends on this shiloh because let's say, maybe, how do I look at it? Do I say, there's an assay here, and that pushes off the lost assay, now I'm just left with an assay. then I wouldn't get makas for violating.
Ashe.
Right. But if I say ase doesn't
push. Like math.
Like math?
Yeah, like.
No, we don't go for math.
Like algebra.
Right. So I don't know that about that, but it's logic. So therefore, that would be the same issue whether we say it's hutra d'chuya or not, whether we say that Isser exists or not. And the fifth one would be whether you need the idna. In other words, we know asi docha lo sase, it has to happen at the same time. I can't do an asi now, and then the lo sase happens 3 weeks later. So the question is, how far do you go? How far do you go with ba'idna or not? So a couple of nafkaminas is, does Reish Lakish say even tomorrow you wait, even if you could do it tomorrow, do we say asi docha lo sase now? What about a mitzvah's rishus? What about our own negligence? What about if you do an asi when you're not supposed to versus an lav and an asi? And how rich is ba'idna? Let's conclude.
How's
Bridges made now? What was that point? Okay, good one. Anyways, we know the Gemara says in Be'ah, we only say Asi Docha. The Gemara says, what about, let the positive commandment of covering the blood push off the problem of crumpling the dirt? The Gemara says, no, because it's not the Idna, it's not at the same time, meaning I'm doing the prohibition first, and I'm not doing the mitzvah until later.
Oh.
So then we don't. So, you need it. So the question is, what's considered, like, if it's right next, like, let's say, putting tzitzis and shatnez. So let's say, when's the mitzvah of tzitzis happening? When's the prohibition of shatnez happening? Maybe the mitzvah of tzitzis is when I'm wearing it, but shatnez is when I'm wrapping myself. You know, so how far, you know, how rigid does it have to be that second or even close to it?
Oh, my God.
Let's get to the Hashkafa, we're tied into the end. The last Mesha Chachma in Zos HaBracha, not one of the last, Lamed Dalad Yud Beis V'chol HaMura HaGadol Asha Asa Moshe. So Ramban writes that the Asi Docha Lo Taseh in Parshas Yisro, the reason why I say docha lo sase, but why is that so? The af the lo sase chomer, even though violating a lo sase is more strict, right?
Right.
It's worse if you actively go against God's word and is not do. It's worse to eat treif than it is not to hear shofar, because you're actively doing something. Right? As the Ramban writes, Zachar Shom Hashabbos Kodesho. Zachar is referring to the positive mitzvahs. And that's based on mitzvahs Aseh teaches me avas Hashem.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yes. And Shomer teaches me los Aseh, fear. We know it's greater to serve God out of love than fear. In other words, it's better to do a mitzvah than it's greater to do an asay, putting on tefillin, than it is not to eat treif.
Oh, that's obvious.
Yeah. Because the mitzvah of Havah is greater than the mitzvah of Yira, so, right?
Right.
It comes along the Meshech Chachman says, so that's the pshat. So that's what this we understand. The Gemara says that ain't, the Gemara says in Zvachim, ain't ase docha lo sase. So even though normally a positive mitzvah beats at a negative commandment, but in the Beis HaMikdash it's not true. In the Beis HaMikdash is a different principle. And why? So he says, based on this logic, because what's the reason why normally a positive mitzvah beats out a negative? Because you're showing your love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's greater, love, doing Avas Hashem is greater than Yiras Hashem. So that's true all over, but in the Beis HaMikdash is a place of Mora HaGadol, is a case of, is a place where you fear God, that's the focus. So in a case where we fear God, so therefore we don't say Asi Docha Lo Saseh, because Asi Docha Lo Saseh focuses on that the Ava is greater than Yira. But the Beis HaMikdash, because the Mesh HaMikdash, because there's so many miracles going on there, and it's so easy to love Hashem, therefore we tell you you have to fear Him in there. And therefore, that's why it would be Mikdashi Tiro, and we don't say Asi Docha Lo Saseh. So the concept is, as the Rabban writes, Asi Docha Lo Saseh, because Asi, serving God out of Ava, is greater than serving God out of fear. And by not doing things, you show fear. By actively doing things, you show love.
Can I make cookies tomorrow?
What kind?
Chocolate.
From scratch?